You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM Breakfast.
Morena Latia, how are you this morning?
Morena Rachel, I'm good. A bit wet.
Yeah, soggy. Soggy and bedraggled. You actually don't look either of those things. You look really well put together today.
Thank you. Ready to seize the day.
Hey, congratulations are in order because another one of your many amazing projects has come out this week. What is it? Where can people find it?
It's called Be You or Build Your Own Universe, and it's on the Pantograph Punch, RIP, love. On TikTok series. So yeah, they were releasing on there. Very cute, very fun, very queer, very beautiful. So,
a lot of amazing folks being celebrated, like Bramboy Magic.
Yeah.
Incredible artist. Yeah, totally go check it out. It's awesome. We're here to talk about another kind of fantastic, fun, queer show.
I guess, yeah.
I'm fascinated by this. What are we talking about this morning?
Another new New Zealand series, local drama, love to support it, Testify, that came out on Monday. Big new 40 well, like hour long premium funded drama. It's about, okay, I'm going to try and sum it up, sort of this mega church family, and who are very morally, ethically dubious, a lot of scandals in there, and the young pastor played by Vinnie Bennett.
He's great.
He's really awesome in this, really, really great performance. He teams up with the young Māori podcaster, played by the newcomer Piper Hayes, and to kind of uncover the secrets, and I think it's leading to like the takedown of an expose of the family and a lot of historical abuse through the church. There's a lot happening in the show. There's like a lot of characters. There's a murder revenge
plot
happening with one of the sons. It's like Craig Hall is like this jacked, like very jacked, seen him in the gym. I'm like, well, everyone got ripped for the show. Yeah. It's like a jacked pastor, and you know, it's all like front facing, but who is he behind the scenes?
I was gonna say, there's a lot of leather jackets,
yes,
rock and roll.
Hair.
You know, not saying it's referencing potentially some figures of, you know, cultural known, but maybe it is. Felt very crazy timing, this show coming out this week after we've just seen a lot of conversations in the media and, you know, dumbass behaviours happening over the last couple of weeks, repainting rainbow crossings and stuff.
Yes, by certain megachurch individuals. Wonder who that could be.
Just the, you know.
Yeah, the parallels are very interesting.
The timings are fascinating.
Yeah, yeah. But no, thankfully no like microbladed, laminated eyebrows in the show. It's a lot is happening in it. But it's very entertaining. I think sometimes it can be a little bit overstuffed at times. Like, there's a lot to follow.
It sounds quite extra, I'm not going to lie.
But it is entertaining. It's quite chaotic. But in a good way, it is. I think they've got this big budget, taken a lot of risks, decided to go bold, and I'm like, yeah, like go for it. And I think the actors have a lot of sort of juicy parts and things to play with, a lot of dark, a lot of things happening. It kind of like, I was watching, I was like, oh, I didn't think they'd put this on TV, but they have, so it's good. They've kind of gone there with a lot of scenes, which I thought was really interesting, because I was sort of trying to figure out the tone of the show, but it is like a drama, and it's good. It's worth checking out.
Is it also funny too? I mean, it's not a funny show, obviously.
No, it's not. It doesn't really pitch itself as a comedy, but because there's like this group of young podcasters, there's a lot of kind of like young kind of Gen Z millennial, I would say more Gen Z.
Yeah.
Millennial, Gen Z humour that like comes through that adds a lot of lightness. Yeah, adds a lot of lightness to it. And I think, but then I think where it's at its best is definitely where it's getting into the kind of darker scandals of this family. So, but it has a good balance of the two, and I think appeals to a wide range of, like a wide audience range because of how many characters and age groups and demographics it's got
also,
in there.
I quite like it when a show's not afraid of a little bit of melodrama as well.
Yeah.
I think that's fun. And actually, if you embrace it, can really be the thing that makes a show entertaining and you know, something that people enjoy tuning into as well.
Yes, it kind of reminds me of that show, if people remember from like the mid-2000s. Oh, what was it? Empire? With Taraji P. Henson.
Yes.
I could have picked myself, Lucius. Like that.
Sorry. Yes, deep cut, but nice reference.
Yes, that one. I think it's kind of got that similar-ish energy, but it is also getting into very yeah, some kind of quite intense themes. Yeah. And yeah, there's...
So it's maybe one to just treat a wee bit gently with some of the content?
Yeah, yeah, I think because it is getting into like historical abuse and historical sex abuse within the church. Like that is where I think... It's only the first three episodes are out that I've seen, so... I think it is heading in that direction. So yeah, tread a bit carefully with some of that content, but yeah, it is a meaty show. Yeah, a meaty show, a bit of a roller coaster, a lot of characters, but cool. It's like cool to see something kind of different, really different come out.
Totally. Also, having not seen it yet, but really keen to watch it this weekend, the costuming and the makeup looks really good from the clips I've seen.
Yeah. Great, like slick hair.
Speaking of microbladed eyebrows.
Hair and makeup girlies, whoever did that, did a stunning job. Also really well shot as well. It's really beautiful. So I think, yeah, it's like a high quality, premium funded drama, and I think they've gone all out with it. And yeah, it's worth checking out.
I do love when you see a bit of town that you hang out and represented in a TV show. You're like, oh, St. Kevin's Arcade.
Yes, St. Kevin's, and there's in that like opening sequence, it is very much like giving filth or nympho. Like it is.
Yeah, didn't they go down the stairs at Whammy at one point? I was like, I know that mural.
It is. I think it. I like seeing sort of parts of K Road, and also because I think that K Road's featured in a lot of recent Auckland-based TV series, but it's been done in kind of different ways.
So yeah, totally.
I quite like how they've done it for this one.
Awesome. So Testify out on...
TVNZ.
Cool.
You just go on TVNZ on... what is it?
TVNZ like,
on
Plus.
Turn on the TV.
Thank you,
TVNZ
Stella.
Plus. Yeah, you can watch it there.
Producer brain over here.
Thank you, Stella.
Thank you very much, Latia. It sounds like a lot of fun. And where can people watch... your show?
TikTok. And just the Pantograph Punch TikTok account. It's on there. Please like, comment, repost,
love it.
Share.
Thank you. Hey, we'll have a good weekend, and we will probably see you on K Road at some point because there's lots of good gigs we'll run into each other. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
Viewmaster. Only on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.